This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz, morning devotion. Singer Justin Bieber, well known to millions of young people as a successful pop singer. In an article written some time back, Justin Bieber was asked some questions about his faith and being part of a church. Here's what he said. A lot of people who are religious, I think they get lost. He said they go to church just to go to church. I'm not trying to disrespect them, he said, but for me, I focus more on praying and talking to him. I don't have to go to church. That's what Justin Bieber said. Well, many people think and believe just like that. That's their choice. I'm not here to judge them or judge you. We've got to make our own decision on these types of matters. But here's the question. Does the church really matter? I think it's an important question. If you talk to people, that you're going to find people with all sorts of viewpoints. Some would say that your relationship with Jesus Christ is a private thing. You don't need the church and the community it provides. And others say Christians are a bunch of hypocrites. I've been hurt by people in the church. They don't know what they're talking about. Church doesn't care about the things that I care about. It's too political, too judgmental. And others will say that the church is valuable if there's some intrinsic value that's found or some personal need that is met. And still others will say that church is a vital thing for growth as a disciple of God, for those who are far from God. So again, here's this question, do I really need the church? And my answer is yes, you do need the church, because the church, whatever denomination, reminds me of everything that's important. I'm not talking about a building. I mean the people in the church, the organic, collective, flesh and blood body of Christ. And I'm talking about the beautiful but certainly imperfect community of people who help me remember who I am and to whom I belong, Sunday by Sunday and during the week if I attend. And so when I go to church on Sunday, I'm mixing with people who are like me, people who struggle to understand where we are, where we fit into the scheme of things. And I can share with these people on a personal level, on a very deep and meaningful level sometimes, that I can't do anywhere else. It's enjoyable. It's not a burden to attend church. I get a lot out of it, and I think you would too. As I said, many people say today, I'd never go to your church. It's full of hypocrites. You might have heard that said. Yes, you're right. There is far too much hypocrisy in the church, and there has been for a long time. It's certainly not being condoned. An honest admission may clear the air enough to admit there are many men of integrity and women in the church body who say, look, you're right, the church is not perfect, but look, Jesus Christ is. Put your eyes on him. It was Cliff Nietzsche in his book Give Me an Answer back in 1986 said, we're all either trying to hide our bad sides or we're trying to make them good, but deep inside we all know that we fall short of living the way we should. No one, he says, can escape the charge of hypocrite, no one except Jesus himself. Jesus is the only one who's lived up to God's standards. So I think it's important. It was Ruth Bell Graham, the late wife of evangelist Billy Graham, shares the account of a young college student from India by the name of Pashi, who once said to her, I would love to believe in Christ, but we here in India, we would like to believe in him, but we've never seen a Christian who was like Christ. And Ruth Graham says that when she consulted a respected man called Dr. Agpar Hack about what might be the best response, because she was troubled about this, he said in advice, Hack explained to Ruth Graham, it's quite simple. I would tell Pashi, I'm not offering you Christians, I'm offering you Christ. And that makes all the difference. So if you're a Christian listening and you're part of God's church, well, good on you. Wouldn't you want to be part of that? At church, as I said, we feel loved, encouraged, strengthened. We find new friends. We can relate on that deeper level. And the Bible itself says that it's a good habit to regularly go to church, to meet people. And maybe you've gotten out of the habit of going to church. Sunday morning or Sunday night can bring lots of other options to do other things. Good habits, well, they're all there. So it's really an encouraging place. Life is hard. It's difficult. We need encouragement. Thank you, Lord, that in church we can find ourselves and find true meaning. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.